You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 2. I read, "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Brethren, did you know that men are so wicked that they can go and lie things that you never said, that has never happened? They will say you say it. Sometimes when you hear things like this, you are shocked. You are wondering, why will people do this? Men have always been like this. Outside of Jesus, even you will see people who profess Jesus, they are chronic liars. They can scheme and say things against you that has never happened, that has never even entered your heart. That is why you must be careful how you believe what you hear. Men can say things that has never happened. Look at what they say here. Look at all the manipulations here. They said that Jesus forbade from giving tribute. Did you remember the classic statement of Jesus Christ? Give unto Caesar what is unto Caesar. Did you know that Jesus actually said they should give tribute to Caesar? Because it belongs to Caesar. Did you also remember when they were asking for tax, that Jesus told Peter to go and get a fish and take money and pay? Can you imagine? Jesus paid and then taught them to pay. And here are they accusing him that he said they should not pay. My dear brothers and sisters, don't consider it a strange thing when you see men lying against you. When you hear people say things about you that never happened, that you never said, and you are just wondering, why are they doing this? This is actually the orchestration of Satan using men against Jesus. And because we have identified with Jesus, do you know we will go through similar things? Did they not lie against Joseph? Did Potiphar's wife not say that he tried to rape her? And it was all lies. And did you know that for that, Joseph went to prison for more than 2 years? And Jesus Christ, for that, he was killed for something he never did. In fact, look at the way they manipulated truth. Jesus is indeed Christ, but they now connected Jesus being Christ as a king that is opposing Caesar. They said, and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the king. It is indeed true that he is Christ the king, but he is not the Christ the king that was forbidding them from paying to Caesar. So will you say Jesus didn't say he is Christ? The disciples said, thou art Christ, the Son of God. It's true. He is Christ. But did he forbid them from paying tribute to Caesar? No, he never did. But look at the way they presented it. Since he says he's a king, how can we be paying tribute to two kings? We can only pay to one king, so we should be paying to him. Look at the way they distorted facts. Brethren, that's how human beings are. They've been so since the days of Jesus, even before the days of Christ, until today. Can I say to you that men are still that way till today? So don't let your heart be discouraged. The Bible says in verse 2, and they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nations. Did you see anywhere Jesus perverted the nation? The Bible says he went about doing good. Men say he was perverting the nation. Clear lies, clear falsehood against no other person than Jesus Christ. How much more you and I? But God will keep us. All things will work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.